Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Modernization is going to be a huge component, and it's one of the main reasons why I'm running for this office. I don't like to see lines. No one likes to see lines, and we think that we can bring some efficiencies and help streamline that office.
I don't like that little line that says I can't advance beyond this point if I'm next in line. Can you get rid of that?
Done.
Alexei Giannoulias, he's running for Secretary of State, former State Treasurer. He was on with us earlier today. You can hear the full interview on our podcast at WGNradio.com. Okay, State Representative Deborah Conroy is on a phone line as she is fighting to extend telehealth coverage around the state after the pandemic. She is from the 46th District and joins us now. Representative, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. It's nice to be with you today.
I should know better. Where's the 46th District?
It's in DuPage. The entire district is in DuPage County.
Okay. And you're a Democrat?
I am a Democrat.
There are more and more of you out there. How many elected Democrats are there now in DuPage County?
There are a lot. As a matter of fact, we've taken to referring to it as Blue Page these days.
Blue
and
page.
It is quite a change
from what
it was like when I was first elected. Yes.
Okay. So talk to me about this. I have been going to doctor's visits, not really going. I've been sitting on my laptop or even my phone in my office, holding up my phone, holding up my computer and having doctor's appointments. I love it. And it's because of the pandemic, or it might be going away, or what exactly is the situation here?
So the governor had an executive order that he put into place because of COVID, because we had, you know, people that weren't able to get, you know, to get to the doctor's office. Doctors weren't able to see people in person. And because of that, we've seen a tremendous shift in the amount of people that we're able to help, the amount of increased outcomes in healthcare and decreased disparities in people being able to get that healthcare. You know, mental health and addiction has been, we've seen 3 and 4 times the amount of people seeking help. So because of the executive order, we've been in a good place with it. Now, as we're starting to move toward a new normal and we're moving out of COVID, you know, we're kind of getting to a crisis point with telehealth because the governor's executive order will go away. As he's talking about reopening our state on June 11th, we're in a very very tentative spot right now. So we really need this bill to get through the Senate and signed by the governor as soon as possible so we have no gap in care.
It's approved by the House. It's on the Senate side now, but I understand it's being negotiated. Are you at risk of losing some protections that passed the House bill?
Well, we negotiated a great bill in the House. It passed unanimously. We had over 70 co-sponsors. We have the best possible policy in that bill. The issue in the Senate is the insurance industry is fighting very hard and does not want to pay physical health, what we call physical health payment parity, which is, it's interesting. I've spent most of my career fighting for mental health and addiction payment parity, and now we are fighting for physical health payment parity.
Yeah, so I didn't know this. So the telehealth is already more allowed or accepted when it comes to mental health?
It has been, yes. It started to grow, I would say, in that area before COVID hit us.
Okay.
And, you know, just in terms of the fact that we have a hard time finding enough providers. So telehealth was a great way to help with that.
And so now you're trying to get parity with physical health when it comes to telemedicine.
Correct.
Sometimes I'm pretty thick, Representative. Why is it that insurance companies are opposed to this? Because people will be going to the doctor more often? Or what's their opposition based on?
Well, you know, insurance companies are about the bottom line.
Sure.
They're about profit. They're about profit, sadly. And we need this to be about patients over profit. And this is going to extend. It's going to expand. And some insurance companies are already beginning to do it. And they all know they're going to eventually have to do it. But, you know, fighting to keep as much profit as they can for as long as they can is a big business.
So, but why do they make less profit? I mean, I'm assuming the doctor's still billing them the same amount. We're still paying the same copay. Is it just that the volume of visits has increased?
It's providing more access to care, which is giving us better health care outcomes for patients, a better continuum of care. You know, seniors now they have a better opportunity to get there. That, you know, they don't have a transportation issue anymore. Parents, you know, people with older parents are able to get through technology into those appointments with their parents. So yes, I would say between childcare and you know, transportation and being older, those folks are being able to get to those appointments, and so it is going to cost more money. Yes, because more people are going to get care, and it's going to cost less money over time because people will have a better quality of care and a better outcome.
And did you say earlier that you have seen there are results of better outcomes just given in this past year with telemedicine?
Yes, we've had you know, the Hospital Association, the Med Society, and many, many other groups have come together over the past year. They've gathered statistics. They've looked at the advancement in technology that's been put in place for this. And they've been able to show that these outcomes are really, really positive.
It would seem, I mean, clearly there are times when you need to go to the doctor and all of that, but it would seem to be just a great improvement in efficiency for doctors and nurses and for the people keeping track of the paperwork if they're not dealing with all the people in the waiting room.
Absolutely. And, you know, the medical community and the hospital association, they all love this. They all love this.
Dr. Conroy, doctor. I just made you doctor, Deborah. Is that okay?
That's a big pay hike for me. Thank you, Steve.
State Representative Deborah Conroy from DuPage County, or she says DuPage County. Thanks for explaining this to us, and keep up the work, will you?
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Have
a great day.
You too. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.